And the date, the Torah away, Sunday night, Rabbi Shlomo Manus.
Afternoon, everyone. Mamish amazing, Mamish HaKiddush Hashem, what you'll do. Moit Satanis, we're all shvach. We come out like this.
I'm prepared.
In the rain.
I'm prepared.
In the rain, Mamish, unbelievable. Unbelievable, Mamish HaKiddush Hashem. Halavai of everyone gezakt hazeh. Mamish. It's a gewaldige schuss for you. It's a gewaldige. Mach si met heba. Zeg zorg, gans gal Yisrael. Wish a grace na chama to Shem Weissbad. Shem ya simchez nis ha-shpacha. Mamish every week in, week out. Unbelievable. So I wanted to speak about a few different points. One nekuda was, Meitzatanis, I remember a Falk used to say, we know there's halacha kedimim brachas. You've got a whole pile of food in front of you. There's a seder. You can't just say, oh, I'm having that. You're ready to have everything. Hamoitzi comes first. Then Hamoitzi and Mazainas. Then Hagofen. Then Ha'etz, Hadoma, then Shahak. The Meister, you say this, he spoke out at Meitzatanis, he told us where we're holding now, a few hours ago. He comes home and he can only have a drink. He has to break his fast with a drink. You know, his wife's prepared him plenty of food. He has to break his fast with a drink. So you say, oh, I can't make a shahako now because I'm going to make him a zaynus. He says, no, I'm not holding by anything besides my drink. This halacha of kedima is. It says toilet of onof, yeah? It's not toilet if it's in front of you. It has to be that you're ready to eat it. There's no chiyuv to have the afters before the hors d'oeuvre, right? If I'm not holding by it, it might be a mezainis at afters. I don't have to make mezainis now. I'm not holding it.
I've got coffee and a cake. I don't want the cake at this moment. I want the coffee first. I want
right,
to eat that.
Right.
For a drink
correct,
coffee.
Correct. That's even what he's saying.
It's in front of
absolutely.
You.
Even though it's in front of you, you can make a shaka. If you're not ready to have it, no problem at all. That's a choshev zach. Somebody reminded me. Moitza Tanis.
Even if you go and wash afterwards.
Sorry?
Even if you wash moitza afterwards.
I'm not ready. You have to burn the washes. As no chazach. But it's not alocha kadima, it's not toida because it's in front of me. It has to be, I'm ready now to eat it. That's one good. Now, this time of the year, it's very chosha to speak about halochas of Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, coming up in a few weeks, and it's a subject that's many people think everything's mutter besides a few things. And by Emerson Chazal, you see, it's complete opposite. Remember, Rav Moshe Westheim used to say the Lashon was, everything's osa besides a few things that are mutter. That's the way how to look upon it. But Edson, everything's osa. And we have to see what things are going to be mutter. Before we do anything, we have to think, have I got a heter to do this on Chol HaMoed? It's not automatically it's mutter because I can do it on a Monday and a Thursday. But Edson, everything's osa unless it goes under a certain category. The Meister, Hilchos Chol HaMoed is very, very chumra. It's not just a nice chumra. Shtei ha-mevazeh ha-moedos. It's not me, it's a Gemara. Mevazeh ha-moedos, ein lo yichilek lo'olam. It's not some episode, a klei nezach. Mevazeh ha-moedos, and that means, either he does melacha, the osa to do, or he's not mechabed it. In the right way, he should be mechabed it. It's supposed to be, ma'acholim, shsia, Levush, to be Begdei Shabbos, it should be a Shein Ezach Chol HaMoed. And a Shein Nochazach is a person who's not Mechabed Chol HaMoed Karoi, Kilo Eved Avid Azara. These two things are mamish mind boggling. Kilo Eved Avid Azara and Eino Chele Koin Amad. So it's really Chomo, it's really Choshev to get it clear what Taka isn't. So Be'etzim, there's two conditions that matter everything. If we have these conditions klar, that could be matter. All those things, if they go into these conditions, before you do something, if they fit into these conditions, these tonight, then you're fine. The two are the following. One is, it has to be Letzorech HaMoed. The reason why I'm doing it is not for after Yom Tov. I'm not writing my letter now to catch up on my office work for after Yom Tov. It's not Letzorech Yom Tov, there's no heter to do it. It has to be the Malacha that I'm doing. Again, it has to be a Malacha. If it's not a Malacha, it's fine, yeah? The malacha that I'm doing is a tzorech of Yom Tov. Moed means either Chol HaMoed or the last days of Yom Tov. That's fine. And the other condition is, there has to be a meleches hedyot. Meaning that any one of us can do it. Actually, your professional is not me. Anyone, any regular person can do it. Something that needs a professional act, like a plumber or electrician, and I couldn't be able to do it, then I cannot do it on Chol HaMoed in a regular case. We'll see certain cases that's mutter. It has to be Meleches Hedyot that a regular person can do it. No, Uman, it doesn't, any professionalism to be able to do it. That, besides the fact that it's also a Tzarech HaMoed. If those two things are fine, no problem. That's why I can change a bulb. Why am I allowed to change a bulb? Because even I can change a bulb, Meleches Hedyot, and I'm doing it, a Tzarech HaMoed. That's fine, there's no problem. I'm allowed to cut paper, let's say, I want to cut paper to do arts and crafts for my kids. It's fine. Cutting is a Meleches Hedyot, anyone can do it, and it's a Tzarech HaMoed. So that, let them enjoy Chol HaMoed. That's why it's okay. But once it goes into doing something for after Yom Tov, even cutting a piece of paper to cut my invitations for after Yom Tov, Pasha should be a problem, because I'm not doing it the Tzarech HaMoed, I'm doing it for after Yom Tov. Or who are doing the Tzarech Yom Tov? I'm doing a professional act, it's going to be a problem.
For Yom Tov.
Even if it's for Yom Tov, a professional act.
Oh,
very good. That's one of the examples we're going to talk about. One case is, here actually a chiluk in halacha between a man and a lady. A man sewing, please don't get insulted, is called a Meleches Hedyot. It's not called professional. A woman sewing is called a professional act.
My
any
God,
woman. Any, oh, okay. So a chanami. A standard man is called Meleches Hedyot, but a woman who's doing it is called any woman. We take on their acts of professionalism regarding sewing. And therefore, what's going to be the heter? Shall I finish this here? Yeah?
Okay.
What's going to be the heter in sewing? What's going to be the heter in sewing? Many times it happens. A hem comes out. Well, something needs doing. Something tall. It needs a bit of stitching. You need a shinui. Because it's a meleches uman, you're going to need to do the shinui. And there's two shinui you need to do. It says you have to do kishinei hakelev. You have to do wide stitches. And not in one row. It has to be one there, one down, one up. One down, one up. After Yom Tov, you can sort out the mess. But on Chol HaMoed, you have to do those two shinui before
you
have
yourself. To tell the tailor to do that.
What?
You can tell the tailor.
So if there's a goy doing it, it might be different.
Ah.
It might be more kuladik, but the mice, if it's a yid doing it, then.
And the woman is not allowed to do it.
The woman's allowed to do it, but in this way. Because she's a woman, she needs to do the shinui.
And the man?
A man can do it with a regular, because he's called a Meleches Hedyot.
A yid,
but not a professional.
Yeah,
a regular man. But a lady is called a professional, and that's why we take on the avada, she needs a shinui. I mean, the shinui has to be wide stitches, trying to sew the hem up. Wide stitches, will be on the inside, no one can see it. And one up, one down. After Yom Tov, take it all out and do it in a neat job. But that's how it has to be done on Yom Tov. Gradi, speaking about a goy, it's very choshev to know, there's an Issa Amira La'akum on Chol HaMoed, like on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Like on Shabbos and Yom Tov, whatever you can't do, you can't ask a goy to do, the same halacha on Chol HaMoed. Whatever you can't do, you can't ask a goy. You can't say, okay, I can't do this, so I'll ask a goy to do it for me. No, there's an Issa Amira La'akum. There's a rather very good, it brings to mind, there's a very good quiz question, if you want to ask somebody, a very good quiz question. What's a case that's mutter on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but also on Chol HaMoed?
Mirilakim
is also always.
Shinu.
The same halachas will be with Chol HaMoed and that. Mirilakim is also on Chol HaMoed like it is Shabbos and Yom Tov. You can have a zach, a case, that's mutter on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but also on Chol HaMoed. Oh, if I've, let's say, got some property in Stockport, outside the tchum. So as long as it's bekablon, which means he get paid for the job, he only gets paid right at the end, not per hour, then he can carry on building out the tchum. Say, I didn't tell him to come on Shabbat, he's doing it for his own necessity, there's no ma'ariz ayin. But that's only on Shabbat and Yom Tov, that it's also to go out the tchum, so there'll be no yidden there. On Chol HaMoed, I go on my outings. So I'll be able to see it. So on Chol HaMoed, you can't have work done in the house on Stockport. But on Shabbat and Yom Tov, you can have your work done. It's not be'etzim azach as mutter on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but as the categories, it fits into that category. That the ma'aseh, you can have a case that is saying that on Chol HaMoed, you can't have work done there, but on Shabbos and Yom Tov you can. Okay, the ma'aseh, that's the gabi sewing. There are two cases that meleches uman is mutter, even without any shinui, even though it's a meleches uman. And that is if it's a dover avud, if it's a big monetary loss, a hefsed godel, I've got a massive leak coming in. If I don't fix this, don't ask what expense it's going to cause me after Yom Tov, and get a plumber, even though Meleches Uman, you don't need any shinui, that's the regular job, it's fine. It's a Tzorech HaMoed, and even though it's Meleches Uman, it's okay because of Dovah HaOvod. Dovah HaOvod is got a kula that you're able to have Meleches Uman. Another case is what you call Tzorech HaGuf. If my glasses would break, I need to go to the optician. Doesn't make a difference if it's a Yid or a Goy. A Maisa, a Goy also can't do Melacha for me on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed. So why? It's Meleches Uman. I can't do that fixture. It needs to be a professional doing it. Tzorech HaGuf is also Mutter, even though it's a Meleches Uman. And the third thing at Meleches Uman's Mutter is if Oichol Nefesh. If your wife wants to cook up a really professional dinner or anything, somebody wants to make a professional act of making something for Oichol Nefesh, no problem at all. So Oichol Nefesh is Mutter, for Dava Ovid is Mutter Meleches Uman, and the third thing is Mutter, it's Tzorech HaGuf, for bodily comfort, it's Mutter Meleches Uman. Cutting nails is a very interesting thing. But Etzem, it should be Mutter. Think about it. Cutting nails, hopefully everybody can cut the nails. It's a Meleches Ediot. And I'm doing it for Yom Tov. So why am I not allowed to cut? We know we're not allowed to cut nails in Chol HaMoed. The reason is, in Gemara states, Be'etzem Aslo, Yom Tov Alein, it's fine. As Chol HaMoed, it goes on to the categories. Meleches Hediot, and I'm doing it at Tzorech HaMoed. The reason why it's also is because I'm not allowed to come into Yom Tov looking ugly. So Chazal said, if we will make sure, how do we make sure that you'll come in looking nice? If you tell you can't do it on Chol HaMoed, you'll make sure to do it before Yom Tov and you'll come in looking nice. If we would be allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed, I'll say, okay, I'll leave it for Chol HaMoed, I'll cut it on Chol HaMoed. It's the first 2 days of Yom Tov, I've got long nails. So Chazal said, make sure, how are we going to make sure you come into Yom Tov looking nice? No cutting nails on Chol HaMoed. That's bad. Hair as well, yeah. What?
Shaving,
yeah. Haircut as well as us. In order, Be'etzim, that's Rishi Mutter on Chol HaMoed. The whole law is, in order to come into Yom Tov looking nice, that you made it Issa on Chol HaMoed.
You have a scruff shaving, you need to shave. You shave before you have to
shave. Oh, so the Maisa, interesting, by nails, there's three Eterim to cut on Chol HaMoed. You can't cut with a keli, the nail clipper, but if your nails need cutting, you can do it with your hands. That's a shinu, you can do it with your hands, or hopefully, we don't do it normally with our teeth. Yeah, the Maisa with the teeth, or with your hands, we can be makel to do it even on Chol HaMoed. Another heter would be if somebody cut their nails before Chol HaMoed, for Yom Tov, sorry, and the Maisa for some reason they grew really quickly. So then he came into Yom Tov looking nice, then he's got a heter even to use a keli on Chol HaMoed, because he was mekayim what Chazal said. So haircuts, we haven't found a heter yet. They talk about a three-year-old, what would happen if a boy becomes three on Chol HaMoed, has he got a heter? But adults, the Maisa, having given a regular heter for that. The other one I wanted to speak about was the Gabi writing. There's an interesting thing. Many of us might have grown up with thinking you can't write on Chol HaMoed, and if you write on Chol HaMoed, everything has to be with a slant. I remember I once got a letter from my sister, when I was younger, and she wrote it like this. That was her shinu. So I had to read it, turning the whole paper around, every single word. The Maisa, if you know the halacha, you don't have to do that. Now halacha be'etzem, let's work it out. Regular writing, most of us can do. It's a melech hasedit. I'm doing it, the Tzorech HaMoed. Tzorechoy Yitzvi Mutter. There's a minug that the top line you should do with a shin. That's a minug. Ikka halacha is, write normally everything. The minug is to write the top line, not the whole thing in a circle, the top line, do on a slant. Do some sort of shinui. That's how it should be. There's no chiyuv, regular writing to do the shinui, unless the top line should do the shinui. Calligraphy, that's already meleches um. Not everyone, not all of us can do calligraphy. Calligraphy is taka asan chol HaMoed. Because it might be the Tzorech HaMoed, but it's meleches uman. Meleches uman is asan chol HaMoed. So these are the nekudas. We have to remember the gabi chol HaMoed. I'll just mention two other points. Erev Tavshinin is coming up. We've done one. Got two more to go, Be'ez Hashem, until the end of Sukkot. So many different shilas coming up. It's unbelievable. Different type of things people do. Someone called me today. He said, I didn't use my Erev Tavshinin. What do I do now? I was supposed to have it on Shabbos. I forgot to have it. Have I got any kedusha to it? It was Eidel. It's supposed to, Chatzchila, use it on Shabbos. That's the preparation. That was all for Erev Tashina, prepared for Shabbos. Didn't use it, it was Eidel. You eat it now if you want. But the Maestro, Chatzchila, you should have it on Shabbos. I'll tell you an interesting thing that it's not so well known. The Shmuel brings down, many people eat it on Shalosh Shavuos. That's when they have the egg, the fish, whatever it is, and the matzah or the challah. Now, you ask a lot of people, when do you have it? Shalosh Shavuos. Why do you have Shalosh Shavuos? Why not Shabbos morning? The reason why we have a Shalosh Shavuos is not because you should have it at the last meal. Stam asks, no, I have a Shalosh Shavuos. Other rabbi, the main Shavuos could be Shabbos morning. The reason is because you did one mitzvah with it, you should do it, but then do another mitzvah. Then you made Erev Tashina with it, you made a bracha Erev Tashina, you made the mitzvah with it. Use it for Lech HaMishnah Friday night. Use it again Lech HaMishnah Shabbos morning, and again Shalosh Shavuos. Now you can eat it. It's the last, you don't need it anymore. It's not about some leave it for Shalosh Shavuos. The whole part of leaving it for Shalosh Shavuos is to do Lech HaMishnah with it on the first, on all the three Shavuos. If you're not going to, you eat it Friday night, eat it Shabbos morning. One Shabbos comes in, you can eat it. So there's no vol and dafka in eating it Shalosh Shavuos.
The fish
you can have Shabbos morning. Absolutely. There's no reason to do that fish. You're not doing a mitzvah with it the whole time. Absolutely right.
Not before Shabbos morning.
Friday night, but it's also right.
Friday night,
but once Shabbos comes in, the ear is allowed to be eaten. You shouldn't eat it before Shabbos. Once Shabbos comes in, the Maisa, the ikkus of the Shabbos could be Shabbos morning more than Friday night. So maybe leave it over Shabbos morning. But the Maisa, there's no reason at all to leave it for Shabbos. The other one of the kudah I'm just going to finish off with, I remember I was in yeshiva with Chaim Kaufman, that's all, in yeshiva Ketana in Gateshead. He made a very big point, mitzvah the fast on this kudah. He says, Bez Hashem, Bahas, it's coming up in a week and a half. First night of Sukkot is Bez Hashem. Right? Wednesday night next week, little Tesvav, Tishri. He says, Maisa, people have to realize, there's a mitzvah do'iraisa to eat a kazayis, pass in the sukkah. Everyone makes an esek. Say the night. We'll get excited. Eat it quickly. Tell you the achilles pras. Everyone quickly. No talking. Make sure to have his kazayas. Exactly the same chi of doiraisa is this week. Next week. We made the gzeir shavah. More made the gzeir shavah. Tesvav. Exactly the same chi of. And what happens sometimes? People are all take a bite. Start saying, wow, look at that decoration. Wow, who made that one? Wow, it's so nice. And by the end of the suda, Rav Dachin had the kazayas. To achilles, achilles pras. So l'chayra, l'maisa, that's something to be mazeh b'nei veisoi, that everyone should make sure to have a kazayis.
You'll have to talk in between.
Yeah, yeah, achami. You should have a kazayis. We don't have a time. In order, you can't, it's not shayra, it's shayna chumre. It's mamash, a mitzvah do'i reisa, avoch Hashem o'zeichetu. Agmar chsim ha'teva, agmen shtiyo.
I
have
to.
I
just want to.